The EPA's annual toxics release inventory tracks potentially dangerous chemicals that industrial facilities manage, treat, or release into the environment. The inventory for 2011 was released last week. It shows that releases of toxic substances into Arizona's air and water decreased from 2010, but 18 million more pounds of such materials were released into the ground that year, a 22% increase. Jared Blumenfeld is a regional administrator for the EPA. He says Arizona is now 10th in the nation for toxic chemical releases, up from 14th. And two factors led to that increase.
One is increasing hard rock mining operations and the facilities that process that. And then secondly, it's the companies that weren't reporting as much information before are now fully reporting. And so we're getting a clearer picture of what's going on.
In all, Arizona industrial facilities reported dealing with 98 million pounds of toxic chemicals in 2011. The EPA defines a release as disposing of chemicals into the air or water by underground injection or by transporting to an off-site location. Blumenfeld says the toxics release inventory isn't an enforcement tool per se, but more of an opportunity for communities to know what the industry down the street is putting into the environment.
There are companies that either underreport or don't report at all, and so those do lead to enforcement actions because it's a self-reporting rule, and so when people don't self-report or inaccurately report, we do take enforcement action.
According to the EPA, the most commonly released toxic chemicals in Arizona are zinc, copper, lead, and various related compounds. Seven of the top 10 facilities for such releases are copper mines. ASARCO's Ray Complex and Hayden Smelter and Concentrator released the most toxic substances in 2011. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.